USA Radio News with Wendy King.
In Moscow, police are cracking down on people demanding free and fair elections. Reporter Fred Plankin says some opposition candidates' names were left off the ballot for Moscow elections.
On the face of it, this protest is about a local election here in Moscow where several opposition candidates have been barred from taking part. However, of course, there is a larger element to this as well. Some of the chants that we've heard here have also been against Russia's president, Vladimir Putin.
And in Hong Kong, police are using violence against journalists and protesters who are chanting, "There is no riot, only a tyranny."
We have just been charged by riot police up the escalators into the train station. This is absolute mayhem. They have just come in to protesters, wielding batons, throwing pepper spray.
This is USA Radio News.
Do you wish you could get better sleep and maybe lose a few pounds? Maybe more than a few pounds? Well, there's this product called Calitrin that helps with both sleep and weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrim for right about 3 months, and I've lost 24 pounds and 19 overall inches. But my sleep has improved, I have so much more energy, and I have the desire to succeed more than ever. Anyone who needs weight loss, more energy, and better sleep, this product really does deliver.
Hi, I'm Roger. Over the 3 months that I took the product, my sleeping habits are increasingly much better. I got a better night's sleep, and I just can't say enough about the product and how it makes you feel. Also, additionally lost a little bit of weight on the program as well.
Hi, this is Erickson. I take Calitrin for weight loss, and I've lost about 20 pounds, and I feel great.
Calitrin is scientifically proven to help with sleep and weight loss safely and effectively. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
Sin City is dealing with a grasshopper plague. Here's USA's Chris Barnes with the details.
After getting much more rain than normal after the latest rainy season, grasshoppers have flourished and tens of thousands of them have infested the Las Vegas Valley. While the grasshoppers are in town, they're mating and laying about 100 eggs each. So the odds are very good that there will be a follow-up attack of grasshoppers sometime in the very near future. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
This weekend is putting a stick in the spokes of the Tour de France.
Horrendous weather rendered parts of the course around Val d'Isère impassable as hailstorms covered the road in ice. Snowplows were immediately dispatched to try and clear the way, but it was in vain. And not only that, we also had the extraordinary sight of rocks and mud slipping down the mountain and completely blocking the road.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple. And no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Thousands of Jewish clergy signed a letter to Congress calling for lawmakers to protect the fundamental right to seek asylum in the United States. The letter addresses the hardships that asylum seekers, mostly from Central America, face, including family separation, long periods of detention in jail-like facilities, and denial of due process in their legal proceedings. It also draws parallels to Jewish history. The letter said refugees shouldn't be treated as criminals. It also takes issue with the Trump administration's immigration policies, including his efforts to restrict a migrant's ability to apply for asylum in the United States. Chairman of the House Judiciary Committee, Gerald Nadler, has some pretty nice things to say about former special counsel Robert Mueller. Here's more from USA Radio Network's Rick Vincent.
House Judiciary Committee Chairman Jerry Nadler held a news conference Friday, and he started by praising former special counsel Robert Mueller.
Robert Mueller is a man of honor and integrity. He has led a life defined by service to his country. Some have argued that because Director Mueller was reluctant to testify and seemed older than some remembered him, his work is somehow diminished. It is not.
The number of Democrats now supporting an impeachment inquiry against the president has grown to nearly 100.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.